see temperatures up as high as 30 or 31 degrees and increasing humidity. So as we go into Monday and Tuesday, we've got a Met Office amber weather warning for heat, and that's going to impact parts of central and southern England and Wales. Temperatures could peak into the mid-30s. I'll keep you posted.
Louise, thanks very much indeed. This is BBC Radio 4. Now here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday the 20th of June. The general synopsis at midnight. A new high expected Northern Ireland 1,025 by midnight tonight. Low, Southeast Iceland 995, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira 40s. Cyclonic becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in northwest Viking, rain and fog patches, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Cromarty 4th, west or southwest 3 to 5, rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Tyne Dogger, southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, rain at first, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, southwest 3 or 4, veering west or northwest 3 to 5, thundery showers at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Germanbite, Humber, southwest becoming variable 2 to 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, variable becoming northeast later 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, thundery showers in south, fog patches in northwest, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in northwest. Southeast Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, fog patches in east, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in east. Northwest Fitzroy, Sol, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, showers, rain later in west, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southwest 3 to 5 at first in Irish Sea, otherwise variable 2 to 4, drizzle at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon, variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Rockall, Mallin, southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in North Rockall, becoming variable 3 or less later in south, showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Bailey and Faroes, showers, moderate or good. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest 3, 9 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest by south, 2, recent rain, 30 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Lerwick, south, southwest, 2, 19 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Lucas, southwest by west, 3, slight rain, 16 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Bridlington, east by north, 1, 1012, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 3, 5 miles, 1015. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west 4, 500 metres, 1016. Jersey, northwest by west 1, 16 miles, 1016, steady. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south by west 3, 1016. Scilly Automatic, west southwest 3, fog 2 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Valentia, west northwest 1, 27 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, West, southwest 1, mist 1 mile, 1011, rising slowly. Malin Head, southwest 4, recent drizzle, 27 miles, 1011, rising slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a front across England and Wales, bringing patchy rain and some coastal fog patches, will slowly move southeast and weaken as an area of high pressure builds across the UK over the weekend, giving predominantly settled conditions to most areas and light or moderate breezes. However, showers affecting some northern coastlines will be slow to die away. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northwest. Showers good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5 for a time. Showers good, occasionally poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 2 to 4, occasional rain or showers at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwesterly becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain or showers at first. Good. Occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery at times. Fog patches at first in far south. Moderate or good. Occasionally very poor at first in far south. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in east, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, perhaps thundery later. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional drizzle at first. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable, mainly southwest at first, 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle at first. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable, 2 to 4. Occasional rain or drizzle at first. Fog patches at first in southwest. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in southwest. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest 3 to 5 at first in south, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man. West or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, fair, good. Lock Foyle to Carlingford Lock. Variable 2 to 4. Showers at first. Good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4. Showers at first. Good. Occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwesterly 3 or 4. Occasionally 5 in north. Becoming variable 3 or less in south. Showers. Good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north, decreasing 3 at times later in south. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And finally, Shetland Isles, southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's time for prayer for the day with Brian Kerr of Kilmacoam Parish Church in Inverclyde.
Good morning. A few years back, a young school pupil stopped me in a corridor and asked, "What's Jesus actually like? Not who is he, what's he like?" I remember standing there as the school chaplain trying to find an honest answer that wasn't a sermon. I think I said something about kindness and about courage and about not giving up on people. She smiled and ran off to play. What's Jesus actually like? The American theologian Marcus Borg once wrote that Jesus, for Christians, is the clearest picture we have of what God is like and of what a life filled with God actually looks like. I like that. Jesus takes the abstract and makes it visible. He makes it something we can name. We name what matters to us. We name the people we love. We give our children names with care, sometimes after grandparents, sometimes after places, sometimes just because the sound was right. Naming is how we say, this one is mine, this one belongs. For people of faith, naming Jesus does something similar. It says this matters here, not just on a Sunday, in how I speak to the person serving us, in how I treat the colleague nobody likes, in the choices I make when no one's watching. To name Jesus is to put a face on what we mean by grace, by kindness, by the stubborn refusal to give up on each other. You don't have to share my faith to recognise the principle. We become what we name. We grow into the words we use about ourselves and the people around us. The things we name shape the people we turn into. So perhaps that question the pupil asked me is one worth carrying into any day. What's the thing you name and love actually like? And how does it show in the way you live? God of every name, help us today to name what matters. Help us live what we name. Amen. That was